Here with me in this interview is Mari Bjorke, who is president of the organizing committee for the IFAJ Congress here in Norway. Tell us, first of all, Mari, a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I'm working in a breeding and AI company in Norway, breeding the Norwegian red dairy cattle. So I'm responsible for the marketing, the sales, and you name it.
Well, you are we've only been here for a short while, especially some of us who didn't come for an early tour, but it's been a very interesting start, to say the least, and we're looking forward to more. Can you tell us a little bit about the process that your committee has gone through in order to put on this big program?
Oh yeah, I think we started at least 6 or 7 years ago by talking with different sponsors, getting the idea in under their skin, and also our own, of course. And we had a process in finding out the theme for the Congress, and we were very happy by ending up with Feed Your Senses.
Describe some of the elements of the program that journalists are experiencing while they're here.
They will meet some traditional but modern farmers in different areas and different productions, of course. But they will also meet farmers doing new things. They are making what is possible out of the resources they have on their farm, or maybe together with other farm. And we try to mix agricultural production and culture and everything all together. It's so important for the whole Norway, because I think farming in Norway is also part of the cultural landscape. It's part of a big politic, and therefore we are trying to give you an impression of all the mixed things we have to cope with, or we are happy to cope with, maybe.
What would you like people who couldn't be here, other agricultural journalists especially, to know about Norway? If there was kind of like one sort of thing you'd love them to take away from this, or know if they couldn't be here, what would that be?
I think we are very traditionally based, but because we have been so always been small, but maybe many, we have learned how to cooperate to gain progress, and therefore we are in a way the best organizers in the world, because we have to cooperate to do anything at all, for instance in science, in innovation, in developing new things. And as you heard here today, we also cooperate with science institutions in many other countries, in many states in the US, and I think we know that we are dependent on other people, even though we like to stand alone sometimes too. But all that, I think, I hope that during these days the agricultural journalists from all over the world, they will go back home knowing that Norway is following up the new research results. We are learning and trying to be better and better, like the man from the breeding association told you. You must keep on working, being better and better. If not, someone else will compete you out of the market. And we think that if we do the new, we use the new knowledge, especially maybe in the cooperative breeding in dairy and pig. I think that's an area we are compatible in the world. So we're trying to feed the world with some healthy and fresh breed, you know.
I'm certainly enjoying my stay so far. It has been a wonderful meeting, and I know that it will continue to be so. Thank you very much. That's Mari Bjork, and we really appreciate you and your committee and the work they've done. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.